I feel better. I've got more energy. And I'm finally able to think about the future positively. Before, I wasn't able to do that. I just had this crazy dark cloud would set in and that'd be it. It would just sink in like that. And that doesn't happen anymore. I don't feel like I'm dying anymore. I don't feel like I'm dying every second of the day. I just feel good.
The more classic ones were like heart palpitations, dizziness, like a pressure in my head. But the one that concerned me the most was the leg tremors. Got all the tests done, got an MRI, everything, and everything turned out fine. A lot of the symptoms completely went away. And the symptoms that still exist are literally so far into the background that I don't notice them at all until someone's bringing up anxiety. I'm like, oh, I have that fear. But I don't even notice.
My whole anxiety has been around me fainting. I don't know why, but it has been. It was like I would feel like I was going to faint in the bathtub. But now, oh my gosh, you guys, I take them every day. I like love my bubble baths. When my anxiety is really, really high and I start feeling a little bit dizzy, I know it's anxiety. I don't go pop half a Xanax anymore. I really have learned to just sit with it. Last week, I'm taking my daughter to school. I drop her off like normal. I'm driving down that same damn road that I couldn't drive. And out of nowhere, the craziest panic came over me as I'm driving this road. That is the first time in months that I've had anything like that. But instead of lasting an hour or more, it lasted 4 or 5 minutes. But the difference is I didn't cling on to that happening and think it's going to happen again. I just labeled it as a panic attack and it was anxiety related. And I was able to go on with my day.
My symptoms kind of left a long time ago, but you know, like just sometimes I get like a rush of adrenaline, but I remember like I used to have heart palpitations sitting on the couch. Now I don't get that. I haven't got it for a long time. And so it's not like a big deal now. Like I don't make it into like a disaster. When I was recovering, it felt like it's like up and down. One day you feel like you're drowning and the next day you're like, oh, like I have air now. And then your good days become longer and longer. You might have a day here where it pops up again for a minute, but you just can't let it ruin your day. You can't fall for the trick.
Nothing felt real, and I was trying to research that, and I was a mess. So I got everything checked out by my doctor, but I didn't know how to get out.
I really understood, like, for years how I've been feeling, and even leading up to, like, how I felt, like, when I was after COVID and everything. I knew that I needed to allow it to be there and just, like, continue to live my life, but it was, like, one of the hardest things. Like, it'll be, like, a few days you feel great, and then you feel awful for, like, the next 5 days. But what I did start to notice is I started wanting to do more, and I was interested in other things other than just focusing and Googling anxiety or watching your videos or reading the book. I started to do things other than that. Like, I started to make plans with friends, and knowing that the anxiety was still going to be there, but I still did it.
I'm actually so glad that I did go through this, because, you know, how life was before, sort of just trying to get by, and then now I don't have these symptoms anymore, I don't have these thoughts anymore, and just sort of having a new lease of life in a way. Because I remember before feeling like if I had a choice whether to live or not, so I'd rather not to at that point. And just knowing now that life is so much more exciting and I can do so much more things, and yeah, I do feel amazing. And you know, little things before, like getting on the aeroplane, would, you know, I'd always have mortal panic attacks, and now I know that if I did get on one, maybe I might be, you know, a bit anxious maybe at the start, but never as half as bad as I was before. And also, you know, helping you in the mentorship, just helping other people get through it, is just so rewarding. And just giving them that reassurance that you can get through it, and you know, this isn't going to be forever, and you know, there is nothing wrong with you. You've just flicked a switch of fight and flight response. And you know what, I am glad that I went through it. I really am, because it's made me see life so much more beautifully, I guess.
And that was the big thing for me when I joined the program. I was like, I want to start going back to the person that I used to be. And things got a little bit worse at the beginning when I started putting myself out there. I started like becoming more and more agoraphobic. There was a lot of self-doubt about if I was ever going to be able to return home, if I was ever going to be able to like get on an airplane and like go home, you know. But I pushed through. I had a lot of confidence in the program, even when things weren't going the way I thought I wanted them to. And I'm traveling again. I'm flying once more. I'm hopping on cars and just driving away and just going somewhere. I did scuba diving for the first time in years. And my anxiety kind of manifested through things like meetings, the subway, airplanes. Any situation that I can't easily escape would cause me a lot of anxiety. So for me to do scuba diving, where you're in the middle of the ocean, several feet down with a tank of air, and you can't just come up, that's when I knew, like, yeah, I'm becoming that person again.
And I experienced a lot of crazy symptoms, derealization, depersonalization, racing heart, and feeling just out of reality. It's kind of like they're walking on a cloud or something. I started a career in real estate, and that really stressed me out, trying to, you know, be successful in a career. A lot of pressure is on you. And that's when it got worse and worse. And then I started having the digestive issues. And that's when things started tumbling down. Like, I could not eat. Like, literally everything I ate would make me feel horrible. Like, I lost, yeah, a lot of weight. Before I had the digestive issues, I was almost 160. But I dropped down to 140. And that's when I found Sean. I was just looking up YouTube videos. Like, I was literally just searching digestive issues. And then luckily that's when I found your channel. And I remember signing up to your program and everything. And at first I was kind of iffy. Man, like, I don't know this guy. What if this is just another one, just like the ones I've you know, went through? And it took me a while, and I was like, let's do it. I really want to just get better. But it wasn't a fast process. It was just an up and down affair, you know? Good days, bad days, maybe more bad days than good days, but it, you know, that started gaining more weight. And now I'm at a point where I can pretty much have anything I want. I can handle it. I can proudly say I can handle it. And it's a truly amazing feeling to have that.
And one of the things that I did during, like, my struggles with anxiety was I was writing a list of all of the symptoms. Like, as I had new symptoms, I would write things down just to kind of, like, see what it is. And last time I checked it was, like, over 70-something. And these are all things that, like, I can't even think about right now. Or if I were to go down that list at the moment, I would revisit it now and be like, I still have that, but I'm not freaking out about it. Last year, June, I was 117 pounds. That was all weight that I had lost from stressing out. And right now I'm sitting at like 150. I feel like a lot of the weight came back on recently. I'm enjoying myself too much.
And in May, that's again when I kind of really started looking into your videos and the Clear Week stuff and realizing, okay, I'm pretty sure this is just anxiety. I'm just doing this to myself. I would say within a month of practicing, okay, I'm going to accept it, I'm going to allow it, and I'm going to give up. The second I started going back out and living my life despite how I felt, I started getting happier. May was like that turning point in my mindset, so to say. I was able to really take my mind off of anxiety because I was surrounded with people. Despite the DPDR, despite the brain fog, the whatever the hell. I mean, I have every symptom that you could have ever imagined, right? I just started living again. So fast forward to September, I have had the best 4 months of my life. I have met incredible people. I met this amazing girl, but I'm not 100%. At the end of the day, again, it's not about reaching 100%. It's just about, are you living your life again? And are you enjoying your life again? And I can guarantee that you will be able to do that. Yeah, for sure.
I'm a person who does not settle for less. Like, I need a way out of whatever situation I'm in. And so I spent all my time looking for videos on, like, how to get rid of anxiety, how to get rid of panic attack. And next thing I know, I found Sean Kasam, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna watch all these videos. And I was like, okay, if this guy can recover, then I can recover too. I'm always on that mindset of, like, if you really want to succeed at something, at least find someone who is successful at that.
Yeah.
And learn from them. So I kept that mindset with you. And literally a whole year, like, I'm following your videos, not even a part of your mentorship, like, just watching your videos and, you know, having that Facebook group to talk to random people. Like, I've made so much progress. And
I'm not like fully recovered or whatever. But over time, it just kept getting better and I kept doing more and more.
I had a lot of life stresses happening all at once. I lost a baby with my wife in a miscarriage and my dog died and COVID was happening. My wife lost her job and like the list just goes on and on. So I had this like perfect storm of stressors. Mm-hmm. And one night I smoked a bunch of weed and had a panic attack when I was really, really high. And that did it. I woke up the next morning. I still felt like I was high and I couldn't make it go away. Yeah, that was basically the spin out. I thought I was losing my mind. And I remember at like 3 or 4 in the morning, I just wanted to jump in the shower because it almost felt like my skin was going to crawl off because I was so uncomfortable just with how much anxiety I had. And I was laying in the shower and just crying. And my wife came in and just looked at me and was just, seeing her face see me that way was just horrible. And I just thought, oh, I just got to get out of this. And luckily enough, I found you on YouTube. It was just this amazing scientific view on anxiety and what was actually happening. So it really just demystified the whole monster of anxiety for me.
In the past, I went through abuse and trauma, and I almost blamed my anxiety to that. So I would overthink a lot. And I was like the most negative person you'd meet. I would usually catastrophize. I wouldn't say I was positive or mentally strong. I think the secret is I had faith in my body, that I was intelligently designed and that I can heal. And most of all, I had faith in my mentors. I had faith in the community, in you and all the rest. I had faith in your guidance and whatever you said. And I am just really trusted the process and just trusted that you will hold me by the hand and guide me through recovery and that I will make it out. And I'm like, okay, Sean believes that I can. And so I did.
I was on YouTube all the time watching like breathing techniques, success stories from all kinds of YouTubers. And then I found you, and that's actually when it started kicking off, because you were talking a lot about overcoming anxiety. Because a lot of these videos mention a lot of coping, you know, breathing techniques and how to go on with life, but at the same time still deal with it, like kind of like cope with it, which didn't really sit with me. I liked you resonated more with me because you talk about overcoming. And when I started watching your videos, that's when the recovery actually started. There were so many like coaching calls that I was looking at. And I love how it was so in depth, you know. It really helped me push myself further into overcoming the anxiety. I mean, the videos that you put out already helped, like on your YouTube channel and stuff. It really helped a lot. And then the Foundations program, it pushed me further because it was much more in depth and stuff. So yeah, it's amazing.
All I found on the internet was like, this guy's like very marketing, you know, like do this and blah. You can tell it's all BS, like it's very pitchy, you know. Would you guys, I felt like that rapport in the story, like the way you talk, the way the emotions, everything, I felt it was real. So it was like a good, maybe foundation, but I was still understanding the condition, but I felt like I had no understanding of coming out. When I saw your videos and I saw all these stories, like I felt like I can see, you know, real people going through this thing, coming out. It's a real deal. It's not like a pitch marketing thing. And I felt through the words, the emotions, everything, that it was real. So I'm seeing all of these people recovering and I'm like, I need to talk to this guy. I need to see how he went through this thing and came out. I believe he can teach me if it's possible. And I want to learn from you guys. That's why I reach out to you.
My idea of getting over anxiety is like laying back on like my couch all day and just letting my nervous system heal. Like that's actually going to work. Like, I mean, it makes sense, right? It's like, okay, if you're getting all ramped up and jacked up, like, how are you ever going to come down and get to equilibrium or get to baseline? Like, it just made sense to me. But that's obviously not the case. You have to push through the hard times, the most difficult times, because you're retraining your brain to essentially understand that you can get through anything you need to get through. And in doing so, you retrain your brain that you're safe. I'm like, no, like, I'm not missing a day due to anxiety. I'm not going to, like, you know, quit this job due to anxiety. I'm going to show up every day, no matter how I'm feeling, and I'm just going to go through it. After a while, you just kind of get bored of the feeling. You're like, okay, like, you're not going to do anything to me. I'm not going to have a heart attack. I'm not going to have a stroke. I'm not going to faint. So you just show up the next day, and you show up the day after that. And it's a very empowering feeling when you look back and you think of, you know, I came so close to quitting my job to, you know, just getting through every single day.
And I think the shift happened was when I just started going out and doing things, and I was like, you know, all right, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get a different job. I'm going to go out and I'm going to challenge myself. One time I was at a stoplight and I had a panic attack. So do you know what I did for the next like 3 months? I avoided stoplights. So I would only go places where I knew I didn't have to go. I could just be a direct from my house to where I needed to go back without ever going into a stoplight. That's freaking crazy. But I did that. So eventually the shift was I just got to start doing these things. And even if I do get panic or even if I do get an adrenaline wave, like Mirka says, so what? What does it matter? It's not going to kill me. It never did before. It was not going to now. And eventually just started getting incrementally better and better and better.
Yeah.
And then I was like, holy shit, this was the way out. It was just by doing nothing, it made it all go away. And you say it to every single person in the mentorship. And at the very beginning, no one believes you because they have to figure it out for themselves. And then there's an aha moment for everybody where they're like, oh my God, this really does work.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't need to fix it. Because there's nothing to fix, but it's really very hard to get to that point.
I want to say when I first joined, I was watching your content like a few months prior, and I was trying to like do the whole like accepting thing you're talking about, but I felt like there were a lot of holes in what I was doing. Like I feel like I was half doing it, you know, and then there were just like a bunch of things where I was just so lost. And then when I joined, I feel like I got a lot of clarity on a lot of gaps. And that helped me a lot because it's almost like, it's like I got a full piece of the puzzle. And the funny thing is, like, when I started, I'm like looking at like the stuff that you guys are like talking about. And I'm just like, dude, this is totally not going to go down the way I want it to go down. Like, I was totally expecting like, okay, I'm going to do this for a few months. My anxiety is going to go away. But then I'm hearing like, no, girl, like you have to fully accept it. Like, even if you're recovered, you might still feel anxiety. And at first I was like, shut up. Like, I do not want to do this. But as I kept going, I think it really started hitting me. I was like, if I ever want to like go back to normal or even be like better than how I was before, I have to do it the way you guys are like talking about.
Everyone was so great. The mentors were so great. And I really, really enjoyed going on the calls and really learn from every single person that went on there. It was just so good to be able to ask questions and don't feel crazy or unique. And that's a really important thing I want to say. I know it's like so strange, but with anxiety, it really doesn't matter what the content is that you're scared of or, you know, fearful or anxious about. It does not matter. For me, I think I could have even like done better at the beginning if I would have just let go of that idea of being unique with my fear. It's definitely something to avoid because it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter what it is. It is anxiety, and that is it. And then move forward and do what, you know, you taught us to do. And it all goes back to the right response, always. And it's really funny because, you know, what I noticed as well, you know, stress is a normal part of life. But because of what I learned, even now, I can handle it so much better. Mm-hmm. And it really helps. It's not just about, you know, primarily about anxiety. It just helps you in so many different ways mentally. It's great.
Biggest thing for me, I started to see the process of responding correctly as a skill, not as like a fix to my anxiety. So every time I had symptoms or just kind of had a hard day, I started to see it as just an opportunity to practice. I would just tell myself, okay, like this is just an opportunity to practice responding. If I mess up, that's fine. Like I'll just do the best I can. It was hard at first because my brain kept going back to the anxiety. It kept going back to how I was feeling internally. It kept going back to the intrusive thoughts. But as Mirka told me so many times, the only way our brain learns is through repetition. So I just kept going, okay, I just have to practice this. And then it got easier and easier and easier and easier. Then all of a sudden, symptoms will come up, thoughts will come up, and then I just be like, nope, refocus. And it was so much easier. It was so much easier. And it, like, it was so much easier to go back to what I was doing. And I was like, wait, oh my gosh, like, that actually worked. So it was just practice. And I just had to take that pressure off of trying to do everything right.
The journey has been up and down, I would say. But I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot how I work as a person, and also to see the tendency I have when I am becoming afraid, for example. I can feel now when I tense my body, or when I put too much pressure on myself, or when I am abusing my brain one day. It can be that I have so many things going on in my head, and I think that I can think about everything at the same time while I am doing something totally different. I had to learn to see where my mistakes are and how I can change my mindset a bit. So every time that I do see that I have some kind of symptoms now, I can see what I did wrong. And I'm trying to work with my mindset the whole time. And I do feel that this has helped me with so many aspects in my life. So not only with the symptoms, but also how I deal with people, situations, job interviews, everything literally you can apply this to, which is, it's cool. And you do feel like, hey, I know a lot, actually.
Whatever you could do, because I have the time and resources to do it. I was Googling the shit out of it. Like Matt Damon said in the movie Martian, I'm going to science the shit out of this. And none of it worked. I was just at the end of my rope, literally bawling my eyes out. So to now to get into a community, then to see some movement, and that's what got me after a couple months. I was like, hell yes. Those symptoms through my recovery journey, I am 100% recovered from before I started this program. 100. I'm going deeper than that. I'm tapping into stuff that's 30 years old. I didn't even know I had anxiety. Now with the mindsets changing my business, my relationships with my family, my girlfriend, my personal habits, I have goosebumps right now. Literally, an added value of this program is, because of the mindset and the principles we learn here, it's affecting every area of my life.
I was looking up, frantically Googling, searching everything, looking up, like, you know, dizziness, nausea, like, where could it come from? And I think that's when I stumble on your videos. But yeah, at the time, my mom was living with me. Like, I basically had her come rescue me because I couldn't feel like I could get through life. Like, I didn't feel like I could, like, go to my appointments that I needed to go to. I was just in a really wild state of panic and feeling terrible. And I had some important work events, and just she helped me through that. So yeah, once I started getting listening to your videos and some other resources, I took that with me on a trip to Austin, Texas for a wedding, which was the height of, like, I felt so terrible. Oh my gosh. But I was practicing what you were teaching and, like, trying to accept and get through it. And I joined the program, the mentorship program, I think a week later. And I've been getting better ever since.
I've always been the type of person to try and figure things out by myself. And this is definitely not one of the things that I would recommend anybody tries and figure it out by themselves, because number one, this is uncharted territory for most people. You know, I mean, I don't know anybody that studies, you know, anxiety specific and like being sensitized the way that you guys do. Like, man, Sean, I did so much research. I talked to so many people that were in the health, you know, like in the health industry. I talked to so many people that were in the mental health industry. I spoke to a therapist, but I think that the program itself offers so many different resources to help you feel, not feel better, but actually truly recover. When I would watch your videos, I would get very small time of relief because you were talking about things that nobody else was talking about. And the way that you were talking about it was not, hey, I'm going to give you this medication for this. It was like, hey, you have the control. You have the power to really overcome this without any of that. And that was very different. So that's why I really resonated with you and your videos. And I tried to absorb as much of it as I can.